ever wanted to say that you haven't said in the past 5 years in this meeting. This is the last opportunity.
As if speak now or forever hold your peace.
Yes, hold your peace. Do we have any comments? Yes, yes, yes. Honourable Majaki, international relations.
Chairperson, I have to leave around 11 because I'm sitting on the steering committee of the 20 years of democracy, and they had an emergency meeting with the deputy speaker this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, there's an emergency. I don't know why.
20 years of
maybe 20 years has come and gone. And I realize that that's before.
What I suggest that we do is that we start with the minutes, the oversight report, and then we finish with the legacy report, because that will take us a bit of time. So let's dispense quickly with the two, and then we can get into it. What I want to suggest as well is that this report may not have captured everything as we all may want it to look like. So that it won't be the final.
The legacy report.
That if members feel that there are certain things that they would like to, in fact, what I would like to suggest is that you go and read it, and if there are any additions or amendments that you'd like to make, we can just communicate that to design. And then we will communicate if there are issues that we think, you know, need our some consultation on it, and then we can then let it pass.
Chairperson, I think that is a very good idea, and it's something I like a lot, because one of my concerns was that it was drafted by the staff, which we appreciate. Please don't think that we don't. But obviously as politicians, we've been loud and we like to have our input. But Chair, what I would suggest is, if we make inputs or comments on the report, could we CC everyone? I know that it might mean that we all get an increase of email, but I would very much like to know what Honourable Borman or Honourable Kernoff or Honourable Marie has to say as well, because it helps me make a considered opinion. So when we send in the comments, if we could send it to everyone. So Disang, if you would be so kind as to send us an email list of our portfolio members, and then we can make sure that when we make comments to you for the report, we let everyone know what our comments are.
But just to make sure that you get this, we'll ask Disang, whatever he receives, he can just forward it to you.
Correct.
So,
thanks,
Chief. Honourable, what an office, you have your hand?
No, I just want to, did we put your deadline?
Oh yeah, now we have
a deadline. Mm-hmm. And it must be before 7, I think. And secondly, how do we handle, we're going to circulate.
Yeah.
To see this consensus, how you want to handle
I don't really think that we have to vote on this thing.
I think
if we go with this suggestion, that sort of just everybody has an idea what everybody is talking about. I don't think there'll be anything, you know,
controversial
that will come
out. Can I suggest?
Yes.
I haven't gone through it, but this is a fairly standard template that needs to be copied. And from your past experiences, the recommendations and responses and the follow-up is from the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there should
not be
anything here. And the oversight report. There should not be anything here that we haven't approved as a committee.
So I don't think there'll be any material.
No.
Fellow chief, that's fine.
I'm sure
we'll
have
a nature question.
But what
are you
comparing? No, you support me.
Why are you?
I am.
Okay, let's then start with the minutes. 18th of February. We have the 4th of March. So before the 4th of March, there will be the 26th of February. So we have 3 sets of this. Yeah, sure. We'll start with the 18th of February minutes. On page 1, is there any comments? This is just agenda and attendance. Page 2.
Page 2, 2.2, PSJV system.
PJ and PSJV.
Okay.
PSJV.
Page 3. Page 4.
Page 4, the fourth bullet. You normally would know that the band figure 8, band 15, and 6, band 15 has related to the dollar. Dollar stroke 850, dollar stroke, that's the exchange rate.
Okay.
Against the dollar.
Oh, yeah. Dollar stroke. Page 5.
Okay, page 5. I just want to make sure we didn't discuss the diamond theft at this meeting. I don't think so. So we can't put it in. And then on the conclusion, the last sentence. The committee further noted that the existence of the PSJV would need to be repealed of the Alex Court Act. I thought it was to be renegotiated.
Yes.
The PSJV.
Yeah.
And not the repeal of the Act.
No.
Okay. We can't repeal the Act.
Negotiate.
So I think we should just capture that.
Yeah.
And propose it be.
Honourable Kouranov moves for adoption of the minutes. Honourable Michael seconds. Thank you so much.
Well, fuck if I got to cook.
I didn't table the minutes of the 26th of February. Page 1. Page 2.
Luckily, I was not there, so I cannot comment.
Yeah.
But I believe you did not discuss the ECS license issue.
No.
But not page 3.
Your own conclusion or resolution.
No, but please.
So maybe move back for adoption of the minute? And I will go follow up. No, I think it was Kholodov who said the most for that option. Any second? Honorable Maria, second. Thank you. The minutes of the 4th of March. Page 1.
Chairperson, do we know if the head of the board is alright? She felt all of that.
Oh yeah, I called her and on the same day after the meeting, sorry. And she was still, she just got back to the hotel and she was instructed not to fly that afternoon because it wouldn't be Yeah, it seems a bit serious, but she's okay now. Page 2. On page 2, the first paragraph, he called upon SAA to be a committee, not ESCOM.
Sure. Although we would welcome it.
We would like that.
Page 3. Page 4. We have a move after the adoption of the minutes. Honorable Michael Moot. Any seconder? Honorable Friendly. Second. And Honorable Bauman. The outside visit to the Department of Public Enterprises and SAA. This is actually one reporting.
Yeah. It's one report.
Okay. Is it that because you took the minute? You separate. This will be presented tabled as one before.
Tabled tomorrow, isn't it?
I think they'll be tabled first.
I'm not sure whether or not this will actually get onto the table. But let's go through it anyway. We'll start with the department. Because that's where we started. Page 1. Oh, Tisa, I think you can quickly summarize this and take us to the recommendations or observations.
Number 2 of the report specifically just explains the Department of Public Enterprises, where it's situated, and also highlights the issues, the concerns of the premises, the issues of space, and the problems regarding the owner of the department not wanting the department to have a signage. As
of the property.
Of the property. And then number 3 basically deals with what the first presentation the department did on SACCOL, and the issues that they highlighted was the new role of SACCOL, that there was a new strategy which entails the following issues: that state ownership of SACCOL will be retained, which means that the future role of SACCOL has been reaffirmed, and also the issue of horizontal integration.
That's what, I don't know if you'll come in some, the owner of the proprietor, the reason why, I don't understand is there. You call that. So
yes, in the
because there are other companies.
It actually said that the department only covers two
floors
within the huge department. Within the huge building. And then vertical integration is one of the issues that are in the new strategy for quality. And hence rural economic development through furniture manufacturing, which is to diversify in products, SACCOL to partner with businesses to pursue housing market for timber quality. And then the issue of the minority shareholdings was identified as a problem that needed to be solved. Because it drains the resources of SACCOL. Then the SACCOL was still working with communities to resolve issues with communities. Then on the issue of the land claims, that the backlog continues to pose a challenge for South Korea, and that still only 3 land claims have been settled out of the 29 land claims that were that South Korea operated on, other lands of South Korea. Then TPE presented a settlement model to the Department of Rural Development and Agriculture and Land Reform, and a trust has been established, which is going to look at the settlement model for the Department of Public for DPE and SAFCOR. And the issue of recommendations for SAFCOR, that the Department of Public Enterprise should ensure that SAFCOR investigates the usage of timber structures as an alternative for human settlements, and then identify the niche market and other alternative product devices, and specify its product range, ensure that the money invested in a plumber was well spent and should improve oversight over the operation, performs an analysis. The fourth one is that performs an analysis on the cost of timber frame structures versus brick and mortar buildings, so as to encourage community to invest in timber frames, crèches and other social structures. Department with this partners with disaster management agencies to replace lost homes with timber frame structures. And then the update on Infraco, that the Department of Public Enterprise was working closely with DOC on the draft national broadband policy. The policy will address the licensing of Infraco, the market structure, and the demand versus the supply issues, roles and responsibilities of different entities within the ICT sector. And then, although Infraco's role is not clearly stated in the policy, the DOC has a framework for implementing the policy through the implementation process of Infraco's role. Through the implementation process, Infraco's role will be clarified. And MTP was part of a steering committee that was implementing the national broadband policy. The progress that has been made in terms of the ECS license, the department reported that the minister has met with both the Minister of Communication, Dina Pule, and subsequently Yunus Karim, who shared the same sentiment on the need for Infraco to be an ECS license, and has subsequently experienced frustrations from the police directive, which have not been issued by the department to ensure that ECS get ECS license is issued by the department.
I don't understand. The leader who shared the same sentiment, just shared the sentiment. And we've seen the same there.
Who shared the same sentiment?
Who shared the same sentiment? Who shared the same sentiment?
Okay. Who shared the sentiment? Okay. And then Infraco secured a tender at Transnet Federal for telecommunication service provision, in collaboration with T-Systems, who are in possession of an ECS license. That's how Infraco would operate. The recommendations for this particular issue of Infraco, that there was a conducive, the Minister of Public Affairs should ensure that the conducive policy environment for Infraco to enable the company to execute its developmental mandate through the ECS, through an ECS license, continue with engagements with the Minister of Communications to continue that, to ensure that a police directive was issued once you get to the need for it, ECS license. What you got, yeah. And then the committee further noted the concern that regardless of an agreement with the Minister of Communication for a need for an ECS license of the Infraco, senior officials of the Department of Public of Communication has deliberately frustrated Infraco and delayed the police directive. Update on IXCO. On the pooling and sharing joint venture, these are some of the things that were highlighted by the department. That production dropped after the detox settlements came into force from 23,000 to 26,000 carats due to a lack of investment. Land-based mining has not been performing. Marine and beach mining account for over 80% of the total production. And then in the current financial year, the focus has shifted to improving marine production and to expand investment on land-based operations. To page 5, the challenges was that for Alexco was not compensated for the assets it had to transfer to the community. GPSGB was in unincorporated and is not compelled to comply with the PFMA, to which Alex Cole needs to comply with, which causes conflict. Delays in the reporting environment.
Which? Whereas?
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 Delays in the reporting environment of the PSJV, disagreements within the different community structures impact adversely on the PSJV and the issue of the diamond theft. Recommendations that the Minister of Public Enterprises should ensure that the deed of settlement was reviewed as it posed a threat to corporate governance and contravened legislative framework, especially the PFMA. Initiate investigation to community trust and ensure that they are accountable to the community.
Any comments? Honorable Bauman, Honorable Dr. Kurna, Honorable Mukwena.
It's just very simply, I know I missed quite a lot in public enterprises, but I was definitely part of this delegation.
Yes.
And it's missing here.
Oh.
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 I'm not left off yet.
Not yet.
I have a question.
I think it's a good report. Of course, you remember when we had this meeting, the documents that were handed to us were highly confidential and confidential, and we had to hand it back. And maybe I hope I don't overlook anything, but there's nothing in this report that is not in the annual report.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want us to publish a thing here that is not for public consumption, because then we will. I just want to make sure that we have that same understanding. I can't pick it up, but let me go into the detail. I just want.
But I think most of the staff, if not all, that is here, is in the annual report.
Yeah. And then on page 4, the recommendations on this ECS license for InfraCo. That's a very short letter sentence. Senior officials of the DOC has deliberately frustrated InfraCo.
Mm-hmm.
And a later policy. I find it a bit abrasive.
Okay.
It's alleged that they did this and that. But to put it like this, you put the minister on the spot, you put officials on the spot. This is a serious statement, which I feel a little bit uncomfortable. So you can soften it to say it was alleged that senior officials, because that was a statement by the DG.
Yeah.
But the other DG was not there to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So this one I think slips through. And I suggest we don't keep it like this. I if you want me to make a proposal, I would say
let's delete it, rather.
Yes, and deliberate. I think let's just take out the word deliberate and leave it frustrated.
So we treat it as an allegation.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's better. And then on 5, the first one on 5, on the PSJV, I think we must be very careful what we say here. It's a very sensitive situation. It's not only PwC that's busy with the investigation. Congress Chris, you must help. But I think your Mineral Resources Committee also appointed the Master of the High Court to make investigations. But it's not here. So it's only half of the story. So I think we need to be careful how we word this investigation or the report on into the trusts. Because it's not only PwC, there's at least another. Master of High Court, and I think it's our minister that appointed the Master of High Court to investigate.
Yeah, but I think that did not come out during that discussion. During the message, this is a report of what transpired.
Yes. I don't think I have a problem with this, because exactly what you're saying, the community trust, however, a report price will be able to Cooper on an investigation into the trusts was due the following week. That's just a fact. That particular report was due. So we're not saying, I'm comfortable with that.
Yes.
The issue of
the
High Court did not come.
And then the issue of the further present highlighted. I just want to make sure these are in the paragraph 5, bullet 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, okay.
I just want to make sure these figures are in the annual report. That we did not get the confidential figures of carrot production.
Oh, okay.
And it's not in the annual report, and the opponent says, hey, what a freebie is this?
This information is also part of the analysis of for the annual report. So it's also part of the annual report. But indeed, this information is also the same as the one that she had prepared for the committee for the annual report.
What I'm saying is, when they presented the carrots and whatever, if it's an annual report, I don't have a problem. If the 80% and the 70,000 carrots and the mice flock issue is, if it's public knowledge, it's fine. I don't have a query.
Okay.
If it's restricted and we publish it here, then we have a problem.
Okay. We'll just double check on that.
That's all I'm saying.
I think we used to the budget.
No, it was, this is what was mentioned. Yeah. I think Dr. Koranov is just talking about the sensitivity there, or whether or not we should go public.
And the most important paragraph is 5.2. And I can agree with this, that the minister must initiate investigation, which is that.
Mm-hmm.
It's past the effect, yeah.
Okay, so that's the menu. Can we declare that this is a true reflection of the interaction with the department? Any move for the adoption of this report?
Before that, on that second paragraph, we're talking about which mining. Which one is it? Are we talking about the marine mining? Because I've never heard of it.
The diamonds are in the sand down the beach.
Do you call that beach mining?
Yeah. That's what the house is, that's what they reported. This reflects what they must be. But this is how they report it.
Yeah, but Chris is correct.
Yeah.
The report is sea mining and land mining.
Yes. Not beach.
No.
I've never heard of
it. No, I think there was mention of beach mining. I may be wrong. Let's just double check.
I'll double check it.
Yeah.
So where is it, Kumar Chris?
On the last
that's not it.
Okay. Okay, Stefan will just double check on it. Can we then have a mover for the adoption of the report? Is that the Honorable Mukwena moves.
Mm-hmm.
Any seconder? Honorable Mukwena second. Thank you very much. Now, the visit to FAA. Page 1.
This report, one purpose, number one, deals with the introduction and what we were there for. It was firstly to get progress that has been made in the implementation.
I was there, but I'm not here.
Mm-hmm.
In the implementation of the LTTS, progress has been made there, and then also to interact with frontline staff, cabin crew, and pilots in order to understand the working conditions and the challenges that they face. Number two deals with the interaction of good stuff, but just a summary of the issues that we have raised. The committee interacted with some of my staff, which are at the counter, who raised the following issues: lack of platforms to engage with management about issues of mutual interest, inaccessibility of management, uniform allowance, fatigue due to long hours of work, shortage of staff, the decision to have the domestic and international departures at the same terminal has caused long queues.
Checking counters,
right?
Yeah.
Distress among customers and delayed some international customers. The cabin crew complained regarding lack of relaxation or debriefing facilities, such as kettles and beverages. I didn't know how to put this particular one. I'm still looking at a better way. It was the issue of kettles and for them to even the communication specialist is
like
TMM.
Refreshment facility.
Refreshment.
Are you saying they don't have kettles?
Refreshment facilities, yeah.
Do you want to discuss as we go, or do we...
I think let's go page by page. You can just pop in and...
Yeah, that's an issue on Paragraph 2. We did interact with staff, and we had a very good interaction, and the whole idea for the committee was to listen to it and to present it to management.
Mm-hmm.
Now we put it in a public document. Which you can argue either is correct, that's an honest view of the staff, but at the same time, if you read this paragraph, it puts the SIA in a very bad light.
What?
And if I'm a competitor of SIA, I would jump at this and use it. So I seek a balance, not to damage our national airline.
Yeah. No, I think the honorable is correct. I think that point was going to the context of the pilots, not the staff, lead interface with the staff. But we didn't have sufficient time to interface with the pilots. So if you put it that way, it's honest, but also covers the question of the quiz concern for projecting to the pilots. So we were on the beginning, we have time to the pilots.
Chair, I wasn't there, but I'm a firm believer that these oversight reports, and the reason we conduct oversight is to pick up these very kind of issues.
Mm.
And if this was raised to us, we have a responsibility to make sure that it appears in our oversight report. And quite frankly, I don't see how a competitor would be worried about refreshment areas for pilots. But is that something that the pilots raised with this committee? We have an obligation as this committee to put it there. Otherwise, what's going to happen is they're not going to talk to us in future because they're going to think, well, it's fruitless because it doesn't get put in their oversight report.
It's fruitless and wasteful.
Let's leave it as it is, Alan, because what we promised management is that we will submit this to them as well.
I think it's pretty general. It's not stating people's names or anything like that.
No one would get into trouble.
What I'm concerned is a sentence like inaccessibility of management. That's why this is all the management in it, and surely that's not what we mean. But it's fine. Let's go for it.
And then
just add a sentence to say the committee will produce a full report on these issues to the manager.
Yeah, I think that's maybe we can just write that.
Some supervisor instead of management.
Or just in some instance, there was inaccessibility to management. Something like that.
And then it's fair to everyone.
Three.
It deals with the meeting of the board of SAA. Then 3.1 deals with a background of the long-term turnaround strategy. Just to give a background of what it is and how it came about. And the second paragraph gives an insight as to what is it that the strategy seeks to achieve. in terms of it will provide direction in terms of the following access optimization model, network strategy, and the fleet requirement. The board also develops cost management and revenue enhancement strategy. The strategy is to manage high cost structures, improve operational efficiencies, improve financial viability and sustainability, and then also the issue of routes, that the domestic routes were profitable, regional routes were more profitable, while international routes were loss-making for the following reasons, which is the exchange rate problems, high levels of competition servicing strategic routes that are not profitable, and debt costs were expensive.
Just on that, the international routes,
they are
all responsible. Is it correct to put it in that expression?
No, so normally the UK, Cape Town, UK.
It was where?
The
London
one,
yeah. The London, Cape Town.
They said the London Cape Town was unprofitable.
Yeah.
Let's not generalize. I think the economics is correct to hear.
In the world.
The same as Devon and Cape Town type of problem with the head.
Chairperson, I think the next committee needs to actually ask for a report on that. Because I read an article in Business Day the other day that said the Cape Town London flight was one of the busiest flights in the world.
Yeah.
How could that be unprofitable? So we need to.
The Joburg?
No, the Cape Town case. The
yeah,
Cape Town
I think
London
this,
one.
This was specific to the Joburg London.
If I may, just as a follow up on that, in fact, British Airways have launched their first A380 in Africa, and they're bringing another one because there are so many people requesting the flight from Johannesburg to London. So British Airways now has three flights. They have a Boeing 747 and two A380s taking people to London, plus the SAA 747 that leaves from Johannesburg, plus the Cape Town 747. So Cape, I find it very hard to believe that the busiest flights, and I repeat, in the world, are not there. There's a problem.
Do we want to?
I think it was explained also in the meeting when they brought the annual report.
Mm-hmm.
The issue was also raised there. And
yeah.
The CEO said
yeah.
that the problem with the international routes is that the USA, the dollar, is working against them.
That's
why it's not a matter of, even if they fill a flight,
yeah.
aircraft, still they will not be able to recover the operational cost of flying that far because of the jet fuel and the exchange rate.
It's not a question of no passengers.
Yeah.
No. It's to do with the exchange rate, which is the heaviest cost
yeah.
of fuel.
Yeah. I just propose that we keep it here, but we don't generalize.
Mm-hmm.
You say all domestic routes are profitable and all international routes are loss-making.
I think
that's
specific on the London route. I don't know.
You can be specific and say some international
maybe
routes
some,
are
loss-making.
I think that's the point to make is that nobody is not busy.
Well, I mean, the way it's here is exactly how it was reported.
Yeah, that's how
we've got loss making, you know, with the international flights. I mean, it's not you could understand with the rand dollar thing, and that's what they put it down to.
Exactly.
And that the domestic and regional were making profit.
Mm.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way they put it. It's there
yeah.
in black and white with their diagrams and everything.
You know, I have a car. It's a bit cheaper for me when I drive from home to Cape Town than just doing my local rounds.
Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
stop and start.
Yes, very domestic routes are not
made.
Issues of cost compression of 220 million year to date.
What is cost compression?
Cost compression. It's basically cost containment measures that they taken.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the issue of Mango has increased its fleet and schedule. SAA has deployed additional capacity in Africa. The West African hub location investigation in progress. Loss making routes are being closed, which is the Kigali in Buenos Aires. The code share TAM and Etihad, you know, I asked my researcher about this one. The code share TAM for what? What is the name by this name?
It's a cooperation between
these
ones.
Business unit and subsidiaries. Voyager redemption implemented on Mango. Airship's financial performance showing early signs of improvement. The SAA technical setting up line maintenance stations in the rest of the continent, and the SAA travel center disinvestment. It's part of the other cost containment.
It's not.
And then with regards to group structure, an annual governance cycle has been codified and approved by the board. GPE was in the process of setting up a ministerial task team to guide the establishment of an integrated aviation group. This will include all the airlines, SAA, Express, and Mango. And then the focus for 2014 will depend on three critical issues: engagement on capital production, injection, wide body fleet replacement, and a whole of state aviation policy. And then some of the other issues here is 3.2.7 emanating from the 2012-2013 annual report. SAA stated that the international flights are contributing negatively to South Africa to SAA's income due to the increasing fuel costs and weakening rand, dollar rand exchange rate. The domestic and regional flights are both contributing positively to revenue. This was as they reported to us.
So hence that
earlier one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the foreign income accounts for 40% of revenue, but 60% of expenses are dominated in the US dollars. So there is no natural hedge against exchange rate fluctuations. I'm becoming an economist now. If you can allow me to go to the observations. 3.3.1, although there's achievements reported with regard to the implementation of the LTTS, the committee was concerned that there was no time frame and measurable targets that could be used to measure progress.
There were no. Where?
Yeah, there were no. And then the committee understood that the substance contained in the LTTS was commercially sensitive as the airline operated in a competitive environment. However, noted that the lack of details might enable the committee to perform its oversight role.
Now that's something wrong. You don't enable, surely.
It will.
You don't enable, you...
That the lack of detail might... what did you say?
Hamper.
That's a better word.
Yes. Okay. And then noted with concern the decisions to withdraw flights from unprofitable routes while competitors continue to profit in the same routes, which is the very same one that you were talking about, that Cape Town and Durban. But now it's also answered in the previous comments.
Yes.
The committee appreciated initiatives to improve the conditions of workers. However, the committee was informed by employees, frontline staff and counters that management was not... I'll change that one to some supervisors. Mm-hmm. Some supervisors were not accessible and there were not platforms to address the concerns of workers. And then SAA had a cost containment program, but the committee was concerned regarding the escalation of operating costs by 12% year on year. The committee commended SAA for introducing the baggage wrapping for customers.
I just wondered that I cannot sort into the fact that the concern about the know what, apart from this collection thing, you must say as well as the guarantee of the relationship.
Okay, the perpetual guarantee. Regarding this thing of wrapping, of wrapping of customers' baggage, to minimize baggage.
No, wrapping not as in white.
Not as one. And requested SAA to communicate this initiative to the public to improve its image, the image of the company. And then the recommendation, the board of SAA. The minister should ensure that the board of SAA develops temperance and costed measurable objectives for the LTTS in order to enable the portfolio committee to assess progress and do its oversight. So I will change it and able to enhance.
No, this is fine.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot talk about saying unable, that's what I'm saying enable.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yes.
The minister
it's
fine. It's fine,
that's
one.
Yes,
okay. The minister.
Saying do exercise
or
conduct oversight.
Okay. And then should ensure that the management of SAA responds and act on the complaints of the employees as stated in this report. The board of the of SAA should investigate whether there were any royalties due to SAA from the transfer of assets to airport companies of Africa.
Okay. No, just again.
That the board of SAA should investigate whether there were any royalties due to SAA from the transfer of assets to airport companies of Africa.
Not royalties.
Which?
Not royalties.
Which? What did you say? The minister should ensure that the board investigate whether there were any due to SAA from the transfer of assets.
Compensation. Yeah, compensation. The SAA should be compensated for going the infrastructure.
Do you want us to be specific as to...
No, it's not.
Just compensation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The management of SAA should reconsider the decision to have the domestic and international flights at the same conduct.
I wonder if we could also maybe slot in regard to the loss making, in that they are saying that the international routes are loss making. But now our recommendation would be appropriate for us to say we recommend that those loss making airlines should be suspended because I mean we cannot continue sending aeroplanes to a place where they are.
I think this is the debate, and my understanding is this thing about having a dual mandate, and there will be some instances when we've got to fly. That's my understanding. At a loss because of the developmental mandate. So I think we need to be careful. Yes, we don't want to fly at a loss, but there are reasons, and I think that we need to be open to what those are. Because it's a dual mandate. So commercially, you wouldn't fly at a loss, which is what the other airlines are doing. But I mean, because we have a developmental. But then we don't want to just willy-nilly be flying loss, you know, just for the sake of doing it. I mean, it's got to be a very good reason why we're doing it.
I think that's the question.
Yeah, this is it. Well, we're not composing a report
here.
We have already had the meeting there.
Yes.
So not raise issues.
Correct.
Because if SAA, this report goes to SAA, and they will actually find a place that in the meeting with them, we did not raise it, but we capture it here.
Yeah.
It won't be.
Yeah.
Just to make it complete, I think unless I misread it somewhere, but when we met them, they were a loss-making entity. And it doesn't come comfortable. And somewhere we discussed with him, I think they made a loss in the currency, and that's an amount of 19.1 million. Maybe they didn't mention the figure, but we have a report, and we met with the board because it's a loss-making entity, for various good reasons. But I think we must put in Aaron's somewhere the progress and achievements and the long-term strategy. The long-term strategy is there to turn it around from a loss-making institution to a profit-making institution. But it doesn't come out here.
Yeah.
So somewhere in paragraph 3.2.9.
It speaks about the total income increased from 14%, operating cost increased by 12%. The operating loss is from 1.2 billion
to 999 million. It speaks of 1%. And then that's fine, I'm happy with that. And then the one issue we did face with it, and maybe Comrade Chairperson, you're correct that we can't put everything here. But one of the basic problems that is that they have increased costs due to the factors that we've mentioned. But the income doesn't increase. So the gap widens all the time. It just gets a bigger gap, and you put more money in a widening hole.
Yeah.
And the money disappears. And in 5 years' time, unless there's a change, that the hole will be bigger, and it will eat more money. So I don't know where, but that was the issue I raised. If it's not consensus, we can leave it.
We can put it on 3.3.5, which says that SAA has a cost containment program, but the committee was concerned that regarding the escalation of operating costs by 12% year on year, whereas
the income
was...
Which is not based right now.
Yeah, I can just include it into the center.
Yeah,
you can just include it. Just include it.
That will capture.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then in the recommendations, we have to
bring that up.
To bring it up in the sense that we can say the Minister of Public Enterprises, because that's all the bullets there, should ensure that SAA becomes a sustainable state-owned company at the same time adhering to its developmental mandate.
Yeah. That will put
the balance of the previous point to say, this is a challenge. Otherwise, we don't talk about it, and then we lose it in the report.
We should financially sustainable,
right?
Yeah.
Financially sustainable state-owned company coupled adhere to its developmental mandate. That mandate talks to Comrade Gloria's point of it's a loss making, but you need to apply it.
Okay.
We need to apply it. I think what we're going to sort of say right there, what's called the reductions of other economic spin offs. Of other indirect economic spin-offs, really not linked to rental abuse.
With those amendments, can we have to move up for the adoption of this report? Honorable Bowman moves. Honorable Fowler second. Can we now then move to the. So are we agreed then on the how we are going to approach the legacy report?
Yes.
Honorable Kurano?
You said in the meeting such a fantastic way that we only sitting here for an hour. We have another hour. I suggest that we go page by page to see how far we get. If we can finish it, maybe it's a smooth ride. Maybe we finish it now. And we don't have to circulate.
Oh yeah, you
start with that.
luck with your emergency.
Thank you, Chief. I've actually just had
to... No, he has an emergency.
The 20 years of democracy.
Leaving out the nail.
Yes.
but there's one business unit in Denel that's still loss making. Denel
Aerostructures.
Yeah,
that's not specific on the division.
Yes. I must mention the
division.
The Denel Aerostructures. I'm not sure where do we have this one of the for the Denel as a whole. The issues of orders from the Department of Defense.
I'm just going to for procurement.
Okay, let's continue. And then transmit is the demand strategy, market demand strategy, to keep it up, to invest the amount for what is earmarked, the budget, the investment versus budget.
Yeah.
So Chris is right, we've included all of it.
I think you're not paint them all with the same brush. Yeah, which is what I'm saying. This can be the whole situation. I hear him about Linnell policy. Linnell is recovering and to sort itself out in that process of preparation of the tech. So I don't think we should...
But it's not saying Denel.
I understand the name of Denel.
Yeah.
But in the product, the whole thing is linked to the total rehabilitation thing. You may not tell what I'm saying. So
so we must not look at the stuff.
It might subtract from the encourage, from their encouraging efforts. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing was to be done under the carpet, but if you highlight a thing like that, then you tarnish. You will be an unborn.
But
it's
specific
to
that.
That's number one. Number two would be that we ESCOM currently has been given the currently ESCOM is experiencing a problem. And I think it was not very remiss in not mentioning it.
Mm.
Even in the context of, what the weather is doing to the cold, but we cannot, as public enterprise, not mention that.
Honourable Foreman?
It's a national focus.
Yes, Chairperson, that was exactly going to be my point. I think we've got to mention, and we have struggled as public enterprises on this whole Medupi and the completion of that, because that is really, I'm not only seeing the coal profit, but Medupi is 2 years behind the schedule. I mean, so I think that is a challenge.
So we might
to be
Medupi
taken
specific.
Forward. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As well as the executive instability, this turn over here. The CEO leaving, all of what he left at that time, chief financial officer says that we should also. It's put in such a manner that we're concerned about the, I would say the high takeover rate, but I think we should...
Stability.
We should say that we're concerned about the apparent executive instability.
Just to add that, I think we need to also, because by saying key challenges, we don't mean that maybe to make
no.
We're just being specific here to say these are the challenges that are faced by entity A, entity B, entity C. All of them basically they've got challenges.
But in specific areas,
we need to mention that. We don't need to hide it under the carpet.
Mm.
Part of the recommendations for that, Number 1.1 deals with the entities that reported to the committee.
I think that's standard.
That's standard, yeah. I'm going to leave that part.
Can I you left one?
PBMR.
Yes.
Okay.
PBMR is care and maintenance and yes. It is ESCOM, but we cannot leave it there.
We can't leave it out there.
Mm.
And then the functions of the committee standard. The method of work of the committee.
So, I'm sorry, in the same manner as we cannot give out the program out, we shouldn't give out some other different
things.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Basically, this one, the method of work of the committee is a strategic planning session at the beginning of the term of parliament, where at the committee developed a strategic plan that was informed by the broader policy imperative and priorities of government for the 5 years. The committee identified instruments that it would use to conduct oversight, which included briefings by entities, scrutinizing annual reports, interaction with the Asia General, and robust oversight meetings. during oversight cases, the committee sided with workers, labor representatives, local business representatives.
Is it agenda?
Yes, what's agenda?
Auditor.
Okay. The local business representatives and relevant stakeholders in order to assess the impact of the committee. And the purpose of the report.
Just before you go.
I think in the sense that I know when you talk about relevant stakeholders,
yeah.
you include the community. I think I stated that. Yeah.
Community.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Jefferson, what are you adding there to
community
the
community representative?
Community.
Yes. You'll recall, especially in the para, that we met with some chiefs and.
But somebody else with a CC spray of laughing gas in this corner.
Yeah.
Before you get to the purpose, this
okay.
method of work, climate letter report, the DPE school. It's part of our method of work.
Yeah.
If you haven't met this, mention it.
Yeah.
Oh, the spring school.
The spring school. It must be added here because that's part of our method of empowerment.
Which part
of
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
My man.
Thank you. And then number two deals basically with the key statistics that the committee, the meetings held by the committee, 2009 was a short year. We had 14 meetings. 2010-11, 31 meetings, 2011-12, 28 meetings, 2012-13, 23 meetings, 2013-14, 29 meetings, in total 125.
Good.
And then the oversight visits, we had 15. And then...
You must differentiate overseas and domestic.
Yeah, and then we had one study tour in 2010-11.
And I missed it.
You missed it.
And one overseas trip and I missed it.
And you missed it.
What happened? You were
in France.
I was a few weeks later.
You missed out a lot, I must say.
And then
if you want the full report, you must spend some time with Honorable Mukwena.
But number three deals with our stakeholders, which are members of parliament, the minister, deputy minister, department, policy departments of state-owned companies, regulatory bodies of state-owned companies, chairpersons and executives of all SOEs, the media, general members of the public, all the general.
And us.
Members of the committee.
No, this is all the meat eaters.
Yeah.
The stakeholders.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are the bone holders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going
well,
to say. Yeah. And then what are you saying about PMG? Sorry, did you comment? Because I was also thinking, should they not be part of this? Because they take, you know, like
yeah.
media, they just
yeah.
take notes and record.
No, I'll add you. And then we go to number six, which deals with our oversight visits. Here they want to know which areas we visited, the objectives, recommendations, responses, if there's any follow-up. And all our reports have been adopted in the House.
So you copied it here.
Yeah.
All the visits. What you captured it.
Yeah. What I'm going to focus on now, I'm going to focus on the follow-up issues. For
okay.
the next.
Yeah, that's
basically this the first one was the 2009 visit. It went to Transnet, Deadline, the University of Art, FAA.
That's what needs to be done.
From this oversight business, the issues is the completion of the Transnet pipeline, the reduction of the high cargo juice and port tariffs, non-compliance of contractors at Medupi power station with the legislative framework, and underperformance against target.
And of some contractors.
Of some contractors. And substandard workmanship. That's Medupi.
No, what is the status? What is the next column on this one?
Status of the report. Our report has been adopted. You see, this is the report, né? It has adopted in the House. But now these are the follow-up issues that needs to go to the next committee.
Mm-hmm.
From all these issues that we have done.
Legacy
issues. So
these are legacy issues.
Your template does not address what happened with these follow-up issues since 2009.
Mm. Okay, see, you see, it is responses to recommendations.
The completion of the Transnet pipeline has been completed, but your report doesn't allow for that. Is that what I understand?
It does. If I think we, if it's not a follow, if everything has been done, we need not to mention it under follow-up issues.
What I'm saying is the completion of the Transnet pipeline is 90% completed.
Mm.
Your last bullet, completion of Medupi, is overdue and out of budget, over budget.
Over budget.
But we can't read it from this report. So I'm asking, it's a standard template. So we can't see what is the status of the follow-ups of 2009.
Yeah, no, we can't.
Okay.
Like, for example, the responses to recommendations, man. I have, from the workings of Parliament, I know that the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry, they had a colloquium where they looked at the impact of administered prices in the manufacturing sector.
Mm-hmm.
And then all affected stakeholders have participated. But however, no progress has been made in addressing the tariff problems through legislation. It was just a colloquium where everybody came, but nothing has been done yet.
You see, that's my problem, because in on your next page, on the Alex Court 2010, review of the DOS of Alex Court in May 2010. Now we sit in May, in March 2014, but nothing has been done.
Nothing has been done.
But if the report doesn't allow for it,
on your follow-up,
we can't do
anything about it.
Oh, Doc, you see what is on the follow-up, ne? It's not issues that necessarily come from the oversight on in 2010. Some of the follow-ups here are current. Like, you see the issue of the review. It's current as to what is required now in terms of detailed settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the issues that were in that oversight visit might not be applicable even now. Because it's an after effect, yeah.
But then you must explain it like that. Mm-hmm. Because I read it, the follow up here is a follow up of May 2010 visit.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I read it.
Yeah, that's
how you say to me, no, it's not true. The first four columns is 2010, the last follow-up, this is current.
Mm-hmm.
Now you confuse me on a much higher level.
Yeah, no, I said you had a fit.
You will find a way, just.
I will find a way. Yeah. But doing that, I've included the follow-ups of that one, of the oversight visit, by saying that an oversight visit is required to assess progress. But I try to improve that just to best get the partner. And then the second one is the net error structure. That meeting with the Department of Defense and military veterans regarding the lack of orders by the South African National Defense Force for that particular defense error structure. And we go to the one of the African Airways Brothers, this one called Public Enterprises. Meeting with the Minister of Communications to advocate for a policy directive to ensure the issue of Ethernet license for broadband in PACO. The other issues, they overlap.
Yeah.
So the SAFCO, there's no follow-up issues?
There is a subsequent oversight response that are coming at the back. The successful implementation of the long-term terminal strategy for SAA, ensure unity and stability in the board of South African Airways and South African Express. And then,
Sorry, Chair, I'm sorry to take you back, but we are seeing this for the first time. The SAFCO thing, surely, and I mean, I might be missing it, is there somewhere in here where, because there are land issues here. Where's that?
The question of the land.
Yes.
It's coming in the back.
Where's that coming?
Can I just add to what Honourable Bowman said? You have now on that page from 29 November to 2 December 2011. It's not, I don't know what page it is. But you have SAA, Broadband Infraco, Department of DPE, and SAFCO. So you have four. But in the follow up issues, it's only with ECS. And that's it. So the other. If your first column mentions four entities, the follow up should be on four entities.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just make
a note. Yeah, I'll make a note. It's going to be a work in progress for the next 3 weeks or a month.
No,
that's the report.
This is the one that Honorable Bowman just said, the staff call and the land.
The staff call and the land, yeah.
Make a note, you don't write, you're not writing about.
I've got them, yeah.
Yeah, but it is in
all the reports.
Yeah, let it be.
It goes right through at this point.
Honorable.
There's no logistics. It might be the tangential, but it seems to be. Our secretary is such a cable guy. He should be having a laptop so that we can make those adjustments. In future, I mean, that's for the next administration. Yeah, so we don't do everything manually. If we have anything laptop,
you change it.
Immediately. That also applies to the content advisor. There must be empowerment there. And also the researcher. So I think we need to come to meet with laptops.
You can put that recommendation in the report. It's fine.
Just to add on that, I think also we were too afraid to the laptop.
No, now we are going off track.
And also have the
tablet.
Tablet cord.
Oh yeah, thank you. For the little
cord.
Okay.
Can I just sum up the rest of the report for this paragraph needs to be reworked because it runs through this problem. So let's not go page by page. The PNP, Madupi, you can go through. As a matter of fact, all of the no, it's not complete. They're all blank at the end.
Where do you want us to jump to? To
the end.
It seems that's what Honorable Marae also says. Yeah.
This one.
Challenges emerging.
What's that, Honorable Marae?
The one here, actually.
No, we are done. This is the last one.
No.
What is it? Oh, there's something that you just put here. Oh, okay. But you never recall. Okay. So we agreed on that one. So that way, to sum up, just make sure that everything follows according.
But then there's challenges emerging.
Challenges emerging.
I don't know if you have this
page. Yeah. Yes, Chair, just before you get there, I also just want to be clear now. When this gets reworked on this now, CISO is going to get, because there must be some status now of the report. So that column will start getting something in it, will
it?
So that we know.
Yes.
What the next parliament is going to pick up and
yes.
run this. Okay, now that's fine. Thank you.
Just to add that, I think also you have some rapid call up.
If there are.
descriptive template.
Okay.
Yeah. And you took the to enrich this template.
Sure.
It's part of our contribution to the next admission.
So are we agreed that I think it runs through the whole report.
Hmm.
That there must be what do you call some
issues.
No, just follow naturally, that, you know, because of the areas that we've identified.
Mm.
What does it say?
The follow-ups.
Yeah, the recommendations, the responses, follow-up, and the state of
process.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Agreed. So, Dusan will do all those things, and he will email to all members. And if there are any comments, just do them on that email and send it back to the family. We will forward it to all other members. You won't have a meeting to adopt this. So this is with all those amendments that will be coming.
It's most likely that we will be recalled.
Yes.
In April.
In April.
Yeah.
Then if we recall, we will not be recalled. But if we recall,
then we can do that.
Then I think we must schedule a meeting that morning before the plenary.
Okay.
During the plenary,
yeah.
To adopt this report with all the promoting people.
Okay, that's fine.
Sorry, I did not understand the recall.
Honorable Quiroz, you see that legislation that has gone to that has gone through the NA to NCOP. And it may come back to the NA, and we will then be recalled to the special city. So what Honorable Kurenoff is saying, in that event, we will then also call a portfolio committee meeting the morning of the NA meeting. Yeah. But in the absence of that, we will just continue the way we suggest the division. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that we adopt it with amendments, with those, all the amendments that were raised here. But in the event that we need to ask to come, yes. Now we agreed?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. There's a report from the visit to Dynamo Dynamics. This, I think, is on the order paper today.
It is not this one.
That one is okay. It was lent, whatever.
That one?
It's also still forms part of this. These two
Yeah.
It's one report.
Yes, it's one report.
Yes, correct.
Page one. We not because
I'm
we
sure I'm missing on this one as well.
As well.
We could just add
but
on.
How come you just disappear? But how come you just disappear?
I'm not getting my emails either, so please.
We need an investigation.
Can you just check one?
I'll check it then.
Page two. Page three. Page four. South African national.
It is.
Yeah, I think we need to say
saying National Defense Force and Department of Defense and the world.
Oh. Yes, I see what you're saying.
Page 4. Let's just make sure on page 4 that this paragraph 3 is the NEL land system. So 3.1 is a background on land systems.
Yeah.
MECAM is part of land systems.
Yeah, I think they cooperate, the two of them.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm asking.
This is our last meeting, and I think I must thank all of you, especially members of this committee, our committee secretary, assistant content advisor, and our communications person. Even PMG, but I really want to thank Mandy for the support that I received from you. I think we came with confidence that we tried our best to do Parliament proud, to be a committee of Parliament. And I think it is really all due to your support and the invaluable input that you've made throughout the work of this committee. I think when one interacts with other committees or committee chairs, in fact one chairperson last evening said to me, you know, I'm working on the committee legacy report, but I just received it, but I'm told that we are using, there's a template, which, she said that we are using your report, you know, and this is not the first time. I think on a number of occasions when we were required to submit reports, ours was not only ones that were used by other committees as a guideline, but in most instances we were the first to submit. In most instances, and I remember the chief was on several occasions and said, oh, we've got this three reports and public enterprise will always be, you know, amongst the first to submit. And I really think it's the manner in which we take our work, our commitment to the work of the committee. I think we may sound, I think someone once said this committee sounds like the Hoggart column in the Sunday Times. But I think we are actually designed to say this. So we are actually very serious in doing our work. It's just that we don't make our work stressful. It is also, we do it with quite some sense of it. And I just want to, I don't know how to thank members, but when you listen to Frolic, he complains a lot. He's the chair of chairs. He complains a lot about the number of committees. There never was any complaint about our committee. So if you ask Frolic, he will tell you that now the chairperson of public enterprises is one of the, you know, our good chairpersons. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all because of the support that one gets from members of this committee. Not only Frolic, I think the chief whip also said that. That when they sit in the whip's forum, our whip is really one of the whips in that committee. Always raises issues that affect our committee. He always, you know, is there to see to it that our committee is not overlooked, not everything that. We had some instances here and there when our reports were not considered because of the load of work in the planning of this, our reports would not be discussed and so on. But I think we can with great confidence say that we have done Parliament proud as a committee of Parliament. And one thing that we lag behind a bit, and I think it's largely because of my own, I don't know what, whether I'm shy or what, that's in the media, and there's someone who's really pestering me all the time. No, Chapter 3, you can't say that. I mean, you've done so well, you just repeat what you said. You know, we must do this Medupi thing, and I always say to her, no, you work on it, and then we'll see. You just tell that it comes from me. You know, and I really think with regard to our communication, in fact, we should have put that in the report that we had to discuss it. I hope we'll get a chairperson who is really, you know, media, not media shy. Because I think the committee is done a lot of good work that we should have really brought out there into the open, and that's one area that we where we held back. And I want to take all the blame if there has to be leveled any blame on that one. We haven't done
it.
I'm not done yet. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You know what, also can undermine the work of a committee, or is really the unity of the committee itself. And I must say, when it comes to opposition parties in this committee, we've really worked as a team all the way. You know, when I say your support, all of you, I really, especially the DA, because they're the only party that's consistent in this committee. We don't have, it's really a committee of the ANC and the DA. You know. And members of the DA, they may politic outside the committee, in press statements or whatever, but they've never really hampered or undermined the work of the committee. And I must, I hope Comrade, Comrade for now, Honorable Marais, you'll convey this to Honorable Michael. You know, your support in this committee, you'll always, and I think there are committees where members don't really see eye to eye across party lines. You know, and I think we've really managed to. Whenever there was a problem, I'll go to Honorable Michael or Honorable. But why do I keep on saying comrade to you? Are you preparing to come to the ANC? I remember one day there was going to be a declaration, and Honorable Kurano said to me, you know, there are these declarations, it's Ambrosini, and what is the ID chap's name?
Lant.
Lant. And there was, who was it?
Nana.
And who else from the DA, who was it? I think it was.
Maybe other people in the first 2.5 years.
Was it Van Dalen? Was it Van Dalen? So I went to all of them, and I said to them, no, we don't have declarations. And they said, no, but it's already on the paper. my party expects me to make a declaration. I said, but I don't expect you to make a declaration. And you know, Ambrosini said to me, where do you come from? Only my party leader can tell me that. But anyway, because I have respect for you, I will do it. And they all withdrew. You know? I said to Dr. Kuranov, you know, they're all not going to make declarations. Do you trust them? And I said, yes, well, I trust their word. And all of them did not make a declaration.
Huh?
I mean, that's just...
It was an
SAA report, yeah. That just demonstrates the relationship that we had with the opposition.
Honorable
Mr.
No. You are a prophet. You've taken the winner of my seats.
And thank you for Mr.
For
placing Saldana on the table.
Oh yeah. Hey, you know, if it wasn't for Honorable Murray, Saldana wouldn't have gotten all the attention that it received. And I think we should have added that to your report to your party, you know?
Yeah.
I want to really say, as one who has been part of a tumultuous time in this portfolio committee. It wasn't easy in the beginning. We never knew what we were going to find because there was quite a lot of conflict, you know, in between ministers and chairpersons and all of that. But somehow, when you came in as chairperson, all of that changed and a calmness really settled on this committee. And so from myself, I would really like to thank you. And also to our whip, I think when you say that he's been one of the best, you know, in the whippery, I think I can agree with that, because those of us that sit on more than one committee, one obviously gets differences, you know, that you experience. And I think the thoroughness with which you deal with everything in the whippery, and that your commitment and your seriousness about everything, we are informed, and I appreciate that. So to both of you, and particularly to you, with for what you brought to this committee, in you may not be a media freak, but I don't think that that's all important. I think it's the work that gets done that is important, and I think also in our over our visits, you know, you sort of led us to say it's the workers. Let's go and speak to the workers, and I think that that also is a very important contribution that you made in our oversight visit. So thank you very much, and also you are my neighbour. And it's so nice to have you as my neighbour.
Anyway, I think that then brings us to the end. If you wanted to say something.
Amongst the other, to for the good, better good for the country. and the state-owned companies. And that makes it easier to discuss issues, even if we disagree. But it makes it easier to become open-minded and discuss it, because we know there's a bigger goal. And this was a fantastic committee for the last 5 years. To just the quality, you must remember, each of us is a leader in our own right, wherever we come from. And to have a group of leaders here together and work together and make progress, and you can see how we go forward and how other committees are looking forward to this committee and looking at the task we do and say, but this is an example. Why didn't we do it like this? This is a contribute and a flag for each of us that we can take away, whether we come back or not. I think we enriched ourselves and one another by learning. I've learned so much in these 5 years from each of you, and you enrich my life, and that's what I will take forever with me. Because at the end, there's only one thing left. You know what that is? Memories.
Yeah.
You lose everything, but memories you will have forever. And I'm taking memories away. And Jeff, for you, for your leadership. Disang, sorry for all the late night calls. I woke up Disang and I know Disang is sleeping already. For your hard work and your commitment, and Rodney, the researcher. Rodney came in not from the beginning, but immediately he was with us. And all the staff members, the deputy secretary, you never speak much, but you're always there. It's always prepared, and once you don't experience that, you know what you miss. And then also to the media and to PMG, I think it's a wonderful period that we share together, and let's take good memories away. Thank you.
That's it. When you say you are calling Disang late at night, this chap who said, "Hey, I wish I could come and work with you, Chaperson." I said, why? He said, hey, you know, my Chaperson, he sometimes calls me 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. So I said, but how so? He said, oh, you know, on a Saturday, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll get a call, and he said, hey, you know what, there's this document, I want you to copy it and fax it to he eventually said, how can he get out of this thing? And once he started ignoring the call, and the chairperson will ask you Tuesday morning, hey, but why don't you answer my call? And he said to him, you know, Chair, when I'm drunk, I'm drunk. I don't know how I will talk to you. Anyway, it's a meeting with the chair.